We're learning the Tshuva de Rav Avadia Yosef in Tshuva de Chavadat. So Chelek Aleph of Yechavadat goes in order of the holidays, and so we were getting stuck a little bit on Pesach, a little bit much, so I figured we would skip the Chelek Bet, which is a little bit more random in the topics, not stuck for the Chagim, and so we'll start with Chelek Bet Siman Aleph. Chelek Bet Siman Aleph wants to know, what's the deal with tzitzit? When you wear talit katan, tzitziot inside or out? Where should they go? Should tzitziot be in or out, and what's the basis for that decision? The first instance of this is Baal HaItur. Baal HaItur is one of the later Rishonim. He quotes the Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Maron HaLevi. And he says, well, if you look at the Psukim, not the ones that we're familiar with, Tzitzit appears twice in Torah, one in Kriyat Shema that we're about to say, and one is Gdilim Ta'aselach Al Arba Kanfot Kesutcha Asher Techaseba. Put Tzitzit Al Arba Kanfot Kesutcha, which I would have read as, on the corners of. He says, no, Al Kesutcha, on your clothing, put tzitzit on top of your clothing, wear tzitzit. Secondly, you should see it. And the Baal HaItur himself says, that's not what the pasuk means. Al arba kanfot kesutcha, the Gemara has all sorts of limudim, don't come up with new things. That's not what it means. Doesn't need to be on top of your clothing. And what's ur'itemoto? It says ur'itemoto, you have to see them. If they're inside, how do you see them? He says, it doesn't mean you have to see them the whole time. You have to see them when you put it on. When you put it on, you see them. And that is sufficient to qualify as uritemoto, and therefore they do not have to be outside. And then Rav Avadia Yosef goes through all sorts of rishonim from here and there, trying to prove from different places where they just point out that's not what they're talking about in context. The question they were asked was not inside or outside, or over your clothing, or under your clothing, but just derech agav, in the context of them talking about tzitzit, you have to be, all they mentioned, it should be underneath. They just mentioned derech agav, it's under the clothing. Under the clothing, repeatedly a number of times. The challenge is that the Beit Yosef, Shulchan Aruch himself, he writes that no, you should be outside. Kadesh tamid yireu v'yizkor mitzvot. The whole point, leman tizkeru v'asidem kol mitzvotai, you should see them to remember the mitzvot. How are you going to see them? You see them, you wear them out, you see them. And the Shulchan Aruch, he writes very clearly that v'nachon lelovsho al hamalbushim. Black on white, Shulchan Aruch, you should wear it on top of your clothing. The tzitzit, the beged, the talit katan should be on top of the clothing. Black on white, Shulchan Aruch, or a chaim.
But it's a mitzvah human. So they use the reason what to mean outside. How do they learn it during the
daytime? Also, okay, you got to deal with this. You got to deal with all of these challenges. But the Shulchan Aruch, black on white, says, v'nachon lelov sham al abgadim. You'll notice we're not. No, no, he says, al abgadim. He's very clear. In the Beit Yosef, he says, so you could see it. Kadesh yireh. Kadesh, it's very clear. So, okay, so if you've ever met Rav Avadia Yosef, you know that he didn't wear them outside, so you know the conclusion. You know the conclusion, but how do you get to the conclusion? Because it's black on white, Shulchan Aruch, the opposite. So he says, well, wait a minute. Let's go to another area of halakha. There's an area of halakha called Lo'eg Larash. You go into a funeral, you go to a cemetery, you go to a Bet HaKvarot, there's an inyan of Lo'eg Larash. You're not supposed to be doing mitzvot in the cemetery around the dead body, because it's lo'eg larash. It's not right. It's like you're making fun. I can do mitzvot and you can't. So you got to put your tzitzit inside. That's the din. Now, the Beit Yosef says, well, what about wearing a talit? Can you wear a tzitzit when you're doing, let's say you're at a funeral? So he says, b'talit katan she'adam lovesh mitachat lebgadav, is that an issue? He says, the talit katan you're wearing under your clothing, is that an issue? He says, no, it's not an issue. Why? Because it's underneath, you don't see it. What? So how does that work? In halachot tzitzit, he says, black on white, nachon lovsham al abgadim. When it comes to talking about what you were about to wear around the dead body, he doesn't talk about whether they should be inside or outside. He just says that the way you wear it underneath. He's just talking about what people do. The talit katan that you wear underneath, is that a problem? He says, no, it's not a problem because it's underneath. No, he's saying talit katan, straight black and white. Talit katan. Talit katan. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about talit katan very clearly. Very clearly, he says, nachon lovsham al abgadim. When it comes to walking around the mate or in the Beit Kvaret or at a funeral, he's just describing talit katan shirigilim lovsham tachad abgadim. So what in the world is going on? So it sounds like the minhag is wearing underneath. But that's what people did. So how do you figure that out? So the Ma'amar Mordechai, Rav Mordechai Karmi, the Ma'amar Mordechai, Rav Avadia Yosef puts a lot of stock in the Ma'amar Mordechai. The Ma'amar Mordechai went around always defending the Beit Yosef. He has Svarim on the Beit Yosef, defending the Beit Yosef against any and all attacks. There's never a he says there's never a contradiction to Beit Yosef. He resolves every he defends him no matter what, defends the Beit Yosef. There cannot be a contradiction. That's his approach. So you can see why that spoke to Rav Avadya Yosef, who was always going with the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, no. The Shulchan Aruch says, that's the right way to do it, to wear it out, but the Minhag is not to. Lo na'abukin. He says, av shesover maran, Shulchan Aruch, sheyoter tov levasa talit katan al mabushav, lo na'abukin. Even in his time, that was that the Minhag. Okay? That simply wasn't accepted. And then, the Mamar Mordechai says even further. So there are Rishonim who say you have to wear it out. The Beit Yosef didn't make this up. When the Shulchan Aruch is in the Nachon Lozami, he's quoting the Mizkei Yosef, he's quoting the Ritva. He says, no. You know what that's talking about? That's talking about people who don't wear a talit gadol normally. If all you're wearing is a talit katan, so then you have to wear it outside. But we, Mamar Mordechai is writing Sfaradim, who wear a talit gadol in the morning, so that's enough. You already fulfilled the mitzvah or item oto. Talit katan can be underneath. Maybe for the Ashkenazim, who aren't the single guys, who aren't wearing a talit gadol, that's what he wants to justify. That's what they're talking about. He wants to justify the Shulchan Aruch no matter what. Rav Avadya Yosef, but the problem is that the Shulchan Aruch still says black and white. So Rav Avadya Yosef is still a little bit uncomfortable, seemingly. So he goes to Shara Kavanot of Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital says, I'll see the Arizal. It's bad. Do not wear it outside. The language is extreme. Sheotama mityaharim nilvosh talit katan al kol bigdehem. You wear the talit outside, the talit katan outside, that's mityaher, that's gava, that's ta'utu biyadam, and hefech ha'emet. Emet here means, al derech ha'emet al pi kabbalah, it's the wrong thing to do. And he quotes other mekubalim who say also, the wrong thing to do. So now what do you do? So he writes, and I'll quote this for you, me'achar she'mekubalim edgishu bedivrehem, she'lofshim talit katan begidem to'im talut gdola. Since the Mekubalim say it's wrong, the Shuhefech HaEmet, and the Shulchan Aruch, he has to say, didn't say you have to do it, it's the only way to do it. He's reading based on the Mamor Mordechai, that's the better way to do it, but in the Shulchan Aruch himself it's unclear. He says, we follow the Mekubalim in this area, and we dafka wear it inside. Now the last sentence is the most revealing, in my opinion. What bothers Rav Avadya Yosef more than anything? V'chein reinu etel kol rabotenu rabanan kishishai bedor shulefanenu. He never saw his Rabbanim do this. He learned it from Rav Yosef. He learned from the greatest Rabbanim that were alive at the time. No one ever wore their tzitzit out. He never saw such a thing by any Rabbanim Sfaradim. So he needed to justify. He said, that's why it's based on, the Shulchan Aruch said, maybe you don't have to. It's a better idea. But the Minhag is not. So the Mekubalim said, no, it's bad. Since the Shulchan Aruch didn't say you have to, and the Mekubalim say it's bad, it's better not to do. Now, I'm reading this whole thing the whole time, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. Come on, but he addresses this in a footnote. Rav Avadya Yosef didn't even consider this as a possibility of a footnote. I said, whoa. Shulchan Aruch was talking about the Beged. The Beged. Meaning, like the Hasidim do. You put the tzitzit on top of the clothing. But what about the strings? Maybe he meant, leave the strings out. Then you fulfill the whole thing, no? Just put the Beged underneath, like we do, and leave the strings out, and then you have everything. He says, no. He quotes, the Levush says, that's what you have to do. The Levush says, you have to do this, and it's based on the Shlakados. The Shlakados says, yeah, I can't wear it outside because the Arizal said, no, the Shlakados is following the Kabbalah. He's not going to wear it outside because Kabbalah, but he'll stick the strings out. No one ever said, don't stick the strings out. So you stick it. Doesn't that accomplish that? That makes, to my mind, that makes a lot of sense. The problem is the Mamar Mordechai says, no one ever said that. No one ever suggested that. When you look at the Rishonim, when they say wearing it outside, they mean everything. And they mean wearing it inside, they mean everything. And that's it. No one ever, I thought it was so simple. No one ever did that. When they meant outside, they meant the whole thing outside. They meant inside, they meant the whole thing inside. And that's it. So he goes through a whole thing then, the Mishnah Berurah, to the Ashkenazim, and he gets very, very harif in the other direction. Whereas Rav Chaim Vital said, don't do it, it's bad. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't do it, you're bad. The opposite. He says, I'll read it. Otam anashim ha-mitsimim ha-tzitit v'toch ha-mechnasayim shalem, you put the strings in, lo dai she-me'almim eleim imash ne'mar u'ritem oto tzotem l'kol mitzvot Hashem. You're not doing u'ritem oto. Od mevazim et mitzvot Hashem. You're denigrating the mitzvah. You're putting it in your pants. Ve'atidim hem latenet tadin al kach. And we'll be judged for that. So Rabbi says, well, why levazot? He says, well, first of all, nowadays, you're wearing, meaning most people are wearing an undergarment, so the tzitzit is not touching anywhere it shouldn't be touching. They're allowed to be inside the pants, as long as it's not to have something underneath below it, that's chosesh, between the person's body and the tzitzit, that's not an issue at all. And he says, that's not an issue at all. He says, no one ever was chosesh to this. And he says, no one ever made such a chiluk to put the beged underneath and the tzitzit out. He says, look, the Ashkenazim want to do it, they have what to rely on. He's not going to tell the Ashkenazim no. They have what to rely on if they insist on doing it. But by the Sfaradim, he says, it's better to wear them in. Better to wear them in. That's how all the Rabbanim always did. That's Alti Kabbalah. It's preferable. It's got to be preferable. It's wrong to do it otherwise. And even the Shulchan Aruch himself didn't say, you have to do it, you have to leave them out. He never said you have to. We just, based on the Mamar Mordechai, it's preferable. Since, therefore, the Arizal said, you shouldn't leave them out. Therefore, we wear them in. He doesn't say this here, but he says elsewhere, it's important just to note, that boys who are learning in Ashkenazi Yeshiva, you have to remember, when he's writing this, there were no Sephardi, Torah Yosef was the only Sephardi Yeshiva that existed. They couldn't take so many boys. So he had a lot of boys learning in Ashkenazi Yeshivot. And you want to fit in. You want to fit in a little bit. There's a sense of trying to belong, and that's not bad. Meaning, if you want to fit in by doing mitzvot in the way that they're doing mitzvot, there are worse things in the world. So in the Yalkut Yosef, he already says, if that's what you need to do to fit in, to feel extra Yirat Shamayim, particularly when you go home and you need that to have a constant reminder, so then that's okay. But otherwise, if one person wants to know what the halakha is that Sfaradim should wear them inside based on all the following reasons.